What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Cosmic Wonder. I'm your host, Warren Thompson, and Ryan Reynolds really is going to make the absolute best out of everything he can when it comes to Deadpool 3.
Marvel Jesus.
We have a lot to talk about today, including Taylor Swift as Dazzler, a new character in Deadpool and Wolverine, and that character's other variant that will appear, and a new villain for Captain America Brave New World. But real quick, we have to talk about how funny Ryan Reynolds has been with Deadpool and Wolverine. In fact, today he announced that the gin company that he owns, Aviation Gin, is about to release a Marvel / Deadpool and Wolverine themed gin. And even when you go to the website, it's just absolutely hilarious. It says Deadpool Ginomatic Universe. Inspired by Deadpool and Wolverine, it says Marvel at the Ginomatic Universe Aviation American Gin is introducing six new limited edition bottle variants, ginspired by Marvel Studios' Deadpool and Wolverine. And as you can see, the box in the back has a big Deadpool logo on it, and the Aviation Gin bottle itself has a Deadpool logo as well. This is hilarious, and fully expect Ryan Reynolds to make the most of Deadpool and Wolverine like he is doing with his own company Aviation Gin, but other places as well. We already have the public service announcement that is going to air before movies begin in the movie theaters, with Deadpool and Wolverine breaking the fourth wall, talking to the audience, telling them to turn off their phones. Who knows what's going to happen next? But in a very interesting piece of Deadpool and Wolverine news, it looks like Taylor Swift might have confirmed that she is indeed playing Dazzler in Deadpool and Wolverine. A lot of people are speculating that Taylor Swift just dropped a huge Easter egg in the very last song of the album that she just released, telling everybody that she is indeed going to be playing Dazzler. At least that is what a lot of people are saying. Now, the rumor that Taylor Swift is going to be in Deadpool and Wolverine as Dazzler has been going on for a pretty long time. If you are not familiar with the situation, Taylor Swift is very, very, very close with not only Ryan Reynolds, but also his wife, Blake Lively. Taylor Swift and Blake are very, very close. In fact, they were even seen together recently at the Super Bowl. They were there to support Taylor Swift's current boyfriend, Travis Kelce, who did indeed win the Super Bowl. And Taylor Swift, Blake Lively, and Ryan Reynolds have been seen together recently as well, going to different locations, traveling together. And of course, a lot of people have thought, well, one of the places that they have traveled to must have been Marvel Studios, where she has filmed a scene as Dazzler. Now, there had been some rumblings from some insiders about this, but there had been no confirmation that Taylor Swift was going to be in Deadpool 3 at all. No official confirmation, that is. However, in case you might not know this as well, Taylor Swift is kind of canon to Deadpool. In Deadpool 2, when Wade was at the X-Mansion riding around on Professor X's chair, he was actually wearing a shirt that had Taylor Swift's two cats on it, Olivia and Meredith, and that was kind of a Taylor Swift Easter egg there. And again, they were close friends at that time as well. Ryan and Blake have been friends with Taylor Swift for a pretty long time, so a lot of people already thought Taylor Swift was going to be in the film as Dazzler, but then yesterday, a lot of people have really begun to think that Taylor Swift herself has dropped an Easter egg about her appearing in the movie. She just released her album, The Tortured Poets Department, and in the closing line of the final track of The Tortured Poets Department's standard edition, titled Clara Bow, Taylor Swift declares, "The future's bright, dazzling." Now, the fact that she used the word dazzling has striked a lot of conversation and speculation online. And if you're not a Taylor Swift fan, it's important to know that Taylor Swift actually loves Easter eggs. She loves to include Easter eggs in her music and in her music videos. So a lot of people really are starting to think that this is indeed a hint, a Easter egg, at the fact that she is going to appear in Deadpool and Wolverine as Dazzler. And honestly, if she is at any point ever going to appear in the MCU as a mutant, this is probably the best opportunity to do so. Again, she's super good friends with Ryan Reynolds, Deadpool himself, and she does really kind of look like Dazzler in some of her concert uniforms that she's worn. And it's rumored that Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds' wife, is actually going to cameo as Ladypool in this film as well. Again, not confirmed, but rumored. But it's easy to see Ryan Reynolds, Blake Lively, and Taylor Swift on set together, having a fun time and taking full advantage of the multiverse aspect of Deadpool and Wolverine to kind of include his friends, his very famous friends, as variants of cool characters in the movie. So although it is not confirmed, a lot of people do believe that Taylor Swift did confirm this herself, that she'll be appearing in the film as Dazzler. But hey, go ahead and let us know what you think about this in the comments down below. Do you think she's hinting at it or not? But speaking of variants and cool cameos, it does appear that Daphne Keene is going to return as X X-23 and that there is indeed going to be an X-23 variant in Deadpool and Wolverine. This is coming from NexusPointNews.com, and they state in their article exclusive, Natalia Tena joins Marvel Studios as Deadpool and Wolverine as a spoiler variant. They say Marvel Studios' upcoming film Deadpool and Wolverine has been a breeding ground for speculation and anticipation among fans. The highly anticipated movie has sparked discussions and debates over which characters from the Marvel Universe will make an appearance, and the excitement has particularly been about the inclusion of the X-Men characters. Yes, no argument here. The X-Men characters and Taylor Swift, who would indeed be an X-Men character. But here's where we find out about the variant. They state well-known industry insider Daniel RPK, who most of us know, first directly reported that Natalia Tena would be appearing in an upcoming Marvel project on his Patreon. Although he was the first to report that she would appear in a mystery Marvel project, we can now exclusively tell you guys who exactly this character is. We are excited to exclusively share that Natalia Tena, known for her roles in the Harry Potter and Game of Thrones franchises, has joined Deadpool and Wolverine. Tena is set to portray an older Laura Kinney, also known as X-23, in the movie. Also, to top it off, they state, while rumors have swirled regarding the potential return of Daphne Keene as Laura Kinney in Deadpool and Wolverine, we can share that we got confirmation from multiple sources that Keene would reprise her role in the movie, which means we are now going to see the original X-23 from Logan and an older variant of her in Deadpool and Wolverine. Which makes sense. Logan was a pretty epic part of Wolverine's overall story with Fox, and X-23 was obviously a huge part of that story. And people really loved the character. Plus, they really loved Daphne Keene as X-23, and Daphne Keene has even kind of hinted that she is going to return, so this all checks out. So, if you're excited about seeing X-23 return and a variant, let us know in the comments down below. Now, last but not least, like I mentioned, seems we have a new villain for Captain America Brave New World. And what's interesting is that this was revealed by McDonald's. In a McDonald's Happy Meal promotion shared on Instagram, they revealed a toy for Diamondback for Captain America Brave New World, confirming that Diamondback is indeed going to be in the movie. Now, what's really interesting about this is that Diamondback is a part of the Serpent Society, which was originally supposed to be a part of Captain America Brave New World. However, we have recently heard that they decided to remove the Serpent Society with all of the reshoots that they are doing, because the reshoots are coming from the script being changed a lot. And what we heard was that the Serpent Society didn't make the final cut. However, it does obviously seem like they are still leaving some pieces of the Serpent Society in the film. And she does appear to be pretty comic accurate. She has the same hair and the same color suit, the black and purple suit, as she does in the comics. And that is something that Marvel Studios has been doing rather frequently lately, is giving characters a real comic accurate look, which I do appreciate. Now, another interesting point is that in the comics, she is involved romantically with Steve Rogers. Now, they recently kind of moved from Steve Rogers to Sam Wilson in the comics, so perhaps they are setting that up in this film. Perhaps that's why she made the cut. Maybe her and Sam are going to be involved romantically with each other in this film. But either way, it looks like she is going to be in the film. McDonald's, out of all people, confirmed this. So there will at least be remnants of the Serpent Society left in the final cut of this film. So those who were kind of disappointed, hopefully this helps at least a little bit, and I wonder if she is going to be the romantic interest of Sam Wilson in this film. So that is it for our news today. Be sure to let us know what you think about all of this in the comments down below. Do you think Taylor Swift is playing Dazzler in Deadpool and Wolverine? Was that a hint? Was that an Easter egg? Let us know what you think in the comments down below, and please don't forget to like the video and subscribe to the channel to stay up to date on the MCU. And if you subscribe and leave a comment, you're automatically entered in our giveaway for a chance to win an Xbox Series X or a PS5. We pick one winner at the end of each month, and they pick one item. You can also find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Instagram, and Twitter. And as always, thank you all so much for watching. Woof woof.